Bhava, Krishna consciousness movement is to educate people to understand the value of life. The modern system of education and civilization is so degraded that people have forgotten the value of life. Generally, in this material world, everyone is forgetful of the value of life, but the human form of life is a chance to awaken the importance of life. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Parabhavastavat abodha jata javanna jigyasata atma tattam. So long one is not awakened to the consciousness of self-realization, the foolish living entity, whatever he is doing is defeat for him. This defeat is going on in the lower species of life because they cannot understand what is the value of life. Their consciousness is not advanced. But even in the human form of life, the same defeat prolongs. That is not very good civilization. That is almost animal civilization. Ahara nidra bhaya maitanancha samanna metat pasubhi narami. If people are simply engaged in the four principles of bodily demands, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, that is visible in animal life also. So, that is not very advancement of civilization. So our attempt, Krishna consciousness movement, is to educate people to come to the responsibility of human life. This is our Vedic civilization. The problem of life is not the difficulties for a few years of this duration of life. The real problem of life is how to solve the repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. That is the instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma mittu jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darshanam. People are embarrassed with so many problems of life. But the real problem of life is how to stop birth, death, old age and disease. The people are callous. They have become so dull-headed that they do not understand the problem of life. Long, long ago, when Vishwamitra Muni saw Maharaj Dasarath, so Maharaj Dasarath inquired from the Vishwamitra Muni, Aihishtam jatam punarjanma jayaya. My dear sir, the attempt that you are trying to conquer over death, how that business is going on nicely? Is there any interruption? So this is our Vedic civilization, how to conquer over birth, death, old age and disease. But at the modern time, there is no such information, neither anybody is interested. Even big, big professors, they do not know what is there after life. They do not believe in even that there is life after death. So this is a blind civilization going on. We are trying our bit to educate them that the aim of life, especially in the human form of life, is different from the bodily necessities of life, eating, sleeping, mating, and depending. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaya. Out of many millions of persons, one may attempt to become successful in his life. Siddhaya, siddhi. This is siddhi, how to conquer our birth, death, old age and disease. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaya. The modern civilized man is so dull, he does not know what is siddhi. They think if I get some money and one bungalow and one car, that is siddhi. That is not siddhi. You can get in a few years a very nice bungalow, a car, nice family, but any moment this arrangement will be finished and you have to accept another body that you do not know. And neither they do care to know it. They have become so dull-headed, although they are very much proud of education, advancement of civilization. But we are protesting. We are protesting. I am not protesting. Krishna is protesting. Namang duskitinam murha prapadyante naradhama maya aparita jnana asuri bhavamas. These rascals, lowest of the mankind, and always engaged in sinful activities, such persons do not take to Krishna consciousness. No, there are so many educated MA, PhDs. Krishna says, maya aparita jnana. Apparently, they are very educated, but their real knowledge is taken away by maya. Asuri bhavamasrita, this atheistic civilization is very dangerous. People are suffering for this reason, but they are not very serious. Therefore, they have been addressed by Krishna as mura, rascals. Namang duskitanam mura. So, we are trying a little bit to make this murhas, murha civilization. To come into light of spiritual life. That is our humble attempt. But it is already said, manushanam sahasrasa, out of many millions of persons, they can take to it. Manushanam sahasrasu kasti jagati siddha. But that does not mean we shall stop. Just like in our school, college days, Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee started some higher study, postgraduate study classes in the university. The student was one or two, but still the class was maintained at the cost of many thousands of rupees. Not considering that only there are only one student or two students. Similarly, this Krishna consciousness movement must go on. It doesn't matter. The foolish people, they do not understand it or do not come to it. We have to make our propaganda. Thank you very much. Any question we can answer. Is there any press representative here? No. No.
We gave them an invitation to come to the press. We could distribute this.
They are not interested. Krishna consciousness, they clearly says that what this Krishna consciousness, Sankirtan will do. This is, they have become so dull. The Bhagavad Gita, the culture of India, they are forsaken. They are now taking culture from Russia. Yes. This is the advancement of education. They are taking instruction from Lenin, then from Krishna. This is the position. Especially in India. Outside India, they are interested. So many European, American, Western countries, boys and girls, they have joined and sacrificed their life. But in India, they are callous. They think that what is this Hare Krishna? You know that. It is very old story. Now we want technology.
Yes,
there are. Certainly, India is born Krishna conscious. But by artificial means, amongst the mass of people, the Krishna consciousness is there. But amongst the so-called educated advanced, they are trying to forget it. This is the
Physical life has become so difficult. The physical life has become so difficult.
It must be difficult. It must be difficult because the so-called advancement has not helped the people. In our childhood we purchased ghee, 1 rupee, first class. Now it is not available. And this is the advancement of civilization.
Population
was
increased
so much. No, this is not the question, population. Population was, formerly one man used to beget 100 children. For Mahabharata, do you understand? The Dhritarashtra, his name is mentioned because he was king. That means at that time people were able to beget 100 children. And who is begetting 100 children? Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's all. How the population can be increased now? It is all bogus propaganda.
What then do you think will be the solution of these difficulties?
The solution of the difficulty is to take to Krishna consciousness. Daivijji shagunami mama maya durattaya. Māmi vaja prapadhante māyāmi tāṁ tāṁ. Māyā, just like if there are criminals, then their police force will be increased. Punishment will be increased. So similarly, human being, they are becoming godless. So by nature there must be punishment. There will not be supplied food. The food supply will be restricted. After all, the food is in the hands of nature. You cannot produce food. You can produce bolts and nuts in the factory. But you cannot eat bolts and nuts. You have to eat rice and grains. So that restriction, if there is, the solution is to back to home, back to Godhead. Otherwise there is no solution. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivijjhesha gunamai mamo maya durattaya. The stringent laws of maya is very strong. You cannot surpass them. Mami vrapavadante maya mi tangtharanti. If you take to Krishna consciousness, then it is possible to get out of this entanglement. Otherwise it is not possible. They have tried so many ways and means to solve the problems, but they could not do anything.
Yes,
corruption will increase, sinful life increase, cheating, mandas manda matayo, manda bhagga, misfortune, these things will increase.
Adulteration of food.
Yeah. Even a government cannot give a nice food to the people. What to speak of nice government? Srimad Bhagavatam, you have got the copy?
Yes.
Adhaya, during Maharaj Yudhishthira's reign, everything was ample supply. Kamang Bavarsa Pajanya. You have got that verse? Yes. Kamang Bavarsa Pajanya. During Maharaj Parikshit's time, one black man was attempting to kill a cow. Immediately the king wanted to kill him immediately. Who are you? It is the duty of the Vaishyas. Kisi Guruksha Banijam Vaishyakarma Sabhava. It is the duty of the Vaishyas to protect the cows, to increase agricultural activities and trade. But they are now interested in producing electronic parts. No Goraksha, no Banijam, no food production. Cheap profits. And for eating, let there be slaughterhouse and eat meat. And to digest meat, drink wine. This is being taught. So you create the situation, and when we suffer, then why should we lament? We have created the situation, godless civilization. Do not follow the direction of the Shastras. And we follow, what is that? Kamang.
Kamam Bhavarsha Parjanya Sarva Kama Pithamahi Sishichuk Sma Vajan Gava Hayaso Das Patir Muda.
Yeah, the Kamam Bhavarsha Parjanya. So, if there is regular rainfall, then you get all necessary supply. And the cows were so happy that the milk bag was so full that the pasturing ground became muddy with milk. They are supplying so much milk. So arrangements should be made how you can get more milk and more food grains. Then the whole economic problem will be solved. But instead of getting more milk, they are slaughtering cows. Innocent animals. So people have become demons, rascals, that they must suffer. There is no other way.